Having a great conversation with my little one and going through the current phase that we've been in. I've been just telling her how awesome she's been and how amazing the work that she has done in the hardest grade in elementary school, as she would say, in fifth grade. Doing some great things. Doing the things that we've always been asking her to do and finally seeing her make the turn. I mean, it's not like she's a straight A student, you know, just high C's, mid to high C's, man. But I'm happy as fuck, man. I mean, you tell me my child was barely going to pass third grade and it came down to the last day of school to find out if she passed or not. And a couple years later, now, you know, she's stepping it up a little bit, being responsible, reading her books. I don't have to clean the home. You know, it's just so, it's a beautiful thing to see, like, yes. Yeah, it's like when you see your child, the different stages, when you see them, like, off of potty training, you know, they're able to do it on their own or all these little battles that we go through with our children to help them be, and we see them doing it, yes, and you give a fist clenching thing. I don't even know what I said, but you know what I'm saying, like just the clenching of the Jordan fist. That's how I feel. And but I've been, even through all these wins that I've been having, these battles, we still have COVID going on. There hasn't been any type of vaccine for it, and people, there's been states now where people are regressing. People are having to go back into curfew mode. I think there was something along the lines of having a certain body count, not in the body count of murdering, but body count and suggestions of how many people should be over for Thanksgiving, things of that nature. And I guess it's really sad to see how long this has permeated the world of COVID. And it's just not something that's going to go away anytime soon, in my opinion. Because you're still going to have it. People are still going to live. You're still going to have people that are frustrated. You're still going to have people that are not going to take the vaccine. You still people, you know, so it's all these different things. It's learning about what's going on, what's happening. And I feel this moment in time in 2020 has forced a lot of people to realize, what is their life all about? Right? What the fuck are they doing with their life? What is the trajectory? And Chappelle said it best, and I'll probably put the clip in the beginning or the ending of this excerpt. When I was listening to him, he was saying that, hey, all the shit that you've been working on collecting, all the houses, the wife, the kids, all these different things. It's like now COVID made you realize, like, okay, is this what you motherfucking want? Now you're stuck with all those things you got. Can't go anywhere, can't go travel, can't stay out late, can't do the things that you were normally doing. And now, are you happy with your current scenario? Now, it's forcing you to look in the mirror and say, okay, motherfucker, you're not hustling and bustling anymore. You're not traveling. You know, I have somebody that reached out to me that really doesn't understand why they're in the funk they're in. And I was letting them know, I think that's what it is. It's the fact that, you know, business has been good for him. He's doing well at work and everything. You know, everything is going well for him. But when you remove certain things, when you take away the lifestyle that you were living, and now you're confined into your home and being around the people that you're with, now that wife that you're okay with now is intolerable. Now the kids that you really enjoy coming home to, now it's, oh, fuck, I can't wait for them to start school, right? It's like you start realizing all the shit that's around you. And luckily for me, I feel anyway that that's been the big kicker. The big thing for me has been the fact that all this shit, you know, I was joking around with my daughter in that conversation I was mentioning earlier that she beat me to the punch having a girlfriend before me. She had one in first grade. I was like, yep, you did, because I was so adamant about working on myself, self-love, learning what it is I wanted to be, how I wanted to live life, what I wanted to experience with people. What was the fat that I needed to cut from my life? Because, I mean, in reality, you know, I reflect on my own life. I don't have any issues at work. I don't have any issues with my, you know, baby mama drama. I don't have any issue with friends. I don't have any issues, like, all across the board. there is no issues for me. So when I'm in a relationship, when I truly mean I don't bring any baggage, I don't bring any baggage. I don't have anything that there that is along the lines of, hey, you know what? You got to deal with my temper tantrums. You got to deal with my video gaming. You got to deal with, you know, other things, you know, watching porn or just, you know, whatever things that just drive you up the wall about me. But I do these things because I love myself, because I love who I am. Right. And that's the part where I guess for me, it's very evident that a lot of people don't do their self-work. People don't want to do their self-work because they channel it on other people. They channel it on getting stuff. They channel it on keeping their mind busy instead of just going ahead and saying, you know what? I'm an insecure motherfucker. I'm a jealous motherfucker. Or I'm just a person that's not happy. Why I'm not happy? Why am I not in a good place? And I'm, you know, this is. And you would think that, okay, here we go, man. You talk about the same shit. I mean, I do, because it's so prevalent that many of you motherfuckers are not happy out there. Like, you're still wrestling with shit, right? Like, I go about the world very simple. I'd rather be by myself. Peace and tranquility trumps all. It trumps sex and companionship. It trumps everything. It trumps love. Peace and tranquility is above love. It's above everything else, because that state does not bring me any stress in my body. It allows me to be good to people. It allows me to be helpful, to be whatever label you want to call me, in a good, positive way. I don't have any baggage that I deal with, that I wrestle with. I could be very zen. I'm not zen, but I can be very tranquil, and I could be very fun and very, and not a person that brings any burden on anybody. If anything, I'm able to relieve some of it if you're open with our conversations and taking some of the things that I'm saying to you. Because it worked for me. And that's the proof of that is that my daughter knows that I'm an active dad. I'm a loving dad. I'm an attentive dad. I don't have any temper tantrums. I don't put my life in front of hers. Right? All these different things that you will look at and say, you know what? That's awesome. That's great. And it's like, I don't know how you do it. It's very simple. What's not simple, it just takes patience for you to get there. It's recognizing the things that really drive you up the wall and saying to yourself, okay, how do you minimize that shit, right? And in the world of COVID, in that category, it's like realizing that, okay, now I'm not able to do the things I have to do, and now I'm stuck with people that I'm stuck. And you have to get over that embarrassment. I know that for myself. I have no problem taking losses, because losses to me are lessons. So, like, let's just say, God forbid, something happened to me and my girl, and I'm not with her anymore, and shit blows up. Okay, great. All the stuff, and I have no problem looking at my friends. You know, it just didn't work out. No problem with me. I'm not embarrassed about it. I never will be embarrassed about it, because that's life. We just take lessons, not losses. And when Chappelle was saying that, it really hit home. And I was talking to somebody about that, and it's like, you're absolutely right. Because they're telling me, you know, it's not that I'm stressed or overblown. It's just I feel there's a void. I feel there's a void in my life that I'm not fulfilling at this moment. And I said to him, well, this is what this moment has helped you do. It's helped you reflect on what the fuck is really going on in your life. Because if you are a person that just can't enjoy the fruits of your labor, let's just say you can't enjoy the house you live in or the location you're in and the people that you are living with, if you can't enjoy that, then what life sort? Why are you doing it? Why are you stuck in that mindset? Why are you forcing the issue? Well, you know, because I don't want to get divorced and I don't want to pay child support. You only have one life. And I was telling that to my daughter today. I was telling her, in a very vivid way, I was telling her, listen, my dear, because we're talking about the divorce, right? We're talking about the divorce, and we're talking about why I did what I did. Who asked for the divorce? You or mom? I said, I did. I asked for the divorce. And let me tell you why I asked for the divorce. Because I went ahead and I saw that myself and mommy were not happy. And I didn't feel it was fair to you. And unfortunately for me, I've had experience seeing a mom and dad not being happy with each other, living in a household. Those memories still ring true, ring heavy. And for me, that was something that I chose, that I said that I wasn't going to repeat. I wasn't going to do all over again. And hence why I did what I did. And I was just trying to tell her, like, look, at the end of the day, it's like we're happy. We're able to coexist. We're able to do things together for the benefit of you. And that's something that a lot of parents are not able to do. And I know it makes her sad. And, you know, she was even telling me some memories that she had. I remember jumping on the trampoline. And I smiled, because I'm like, oh, this girl does remember me living with her. She does remember us being all together as a unit. Yeah, she remembers that stuff. And it's weird, you know, like, it's bittersweet, but you also understand that it was the best decision for her. And that's what I was trying to tell her in the conversation coming here. It was like, hey, just want to let you know, I mean, life has been great. You know, life has been awesome. I mean, we've done a lot of good things. We've, you know, just trying to explain to her how important it was to get peace and tranquility in my life so that I could be a good parent to you. And these are things that I realized about myself. Like, I could not be with somebody in another relationship right away. I just couldn't do that. But other people choose to do that. That's great. That's awesome. No problem. But I wasn't going to do that. Like, it took the time that it did for me to be with somebody because of that. Because of the fact that, hey, you know, like, you want to go ahead. Sorry, I'm kind of like scratching my nose here heavily. I didn't want to, in any way, shape, or form, like, not give her the quality energy that she deserved from me. That's what it was for me. I was like, you know, just realizing that, hey, I need to be the best version of me. And my whole journey this time, while people are wondering why I'm not in a relationship or why I'm not doing this or why I'm not doing that, all that time I was just working on me, on my focus, on who I needed to be. And I think this time for everybody has, some people have been forced to look at that. Some people can't look at it and are driving other people off the wall. It's all these myriad of reasons that are happening right now in all of our households that we haven't been able to truly realize what it is that we want, or the things that we thought we wanted. In reality, it's not what makes us happy. It's not what makes us generally feel good about living. So that's, there it is. It's a reset, right? A chance for a reset. But when you're not able to take that loss and look at it as a lesson, then you're going to have problems in life all the time. And I try to tell that to my daughter. I always look at life in a positive way. Learn and be awesome. And try to make the best of it. Don't get caught up in the negativity and the sadness. And to be in a place where she can truly, truly be knowing who she is and not letting others influence her life. And I think COVID has put us all in a self-imposed prison that we're not used to. We're not used to not being in a routine. We're not used to not being able to do whatever it is that we wanted to do. Being able to go travel, being able to go to a concert, being able to go to an event of any kind. Like, that's something that a lot of people, because those were their outlets. Those were the things that they did to get away from their current living situations or feel like they had more of a better balance than they do now. But it makes you reflect. It makes you, and luckily for me, I did all that work many years ago, to where I feel I'm in a great place now. And I'm in a great position where it's things like this, when COVID happens, it's like, okay, well, it's just like another thing happening. Because you already realize what life is for you. You know, you realize that you understand that all these things you're trying to attain, materialistic things and all these things that you were doing, it's not really what life's about. It's not about being with phony people or showing off on social media highlights of your life. It's not about any of that. It's about you being in your moment, being tranquil, being at peace with everything that's going on around you, and not comparing it to other people, not thinking that your life is better or worse than the other person. It's all about you. It's all about what, and unfortunately for a lot of people, it took a moment like this to really start to learn that life is more than the stuff that they're getting.